Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today's subject we're still dealing with, establishing God's kingdom on the earth. And we're doing part two of a part five series. And today we're doing with topic called, We Fight Against Spiritual Powers. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18. This area of scripture is dealing with the whole armor of God. Let's start at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, or man that is, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having all done to stand, stand. Verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word, praying always in prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to do this to the end of all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. I want you to particularly take notice of verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, which is man, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. The Bible is saying we don't fight against mankind, we fight against spiritual forces. And we can only do that with the authority that God gives us in the name of Christ Jesus. Notice in these scriptures, to fight the spiritual battle, we need to have on God's armor. It's not any armor, it's God's armor. Jesus knew what the real battle was. He prayed and acted out his authority, and all heaven supported him. Today, the born-again believer has the same authority to speak the name of Jesus, to command things to happen, to lay hands upon the sick, to cast out demons. And as we do that, according to the word of God, in the name of Jesus, heaven is behind us, the Holy Spirit is behind us, and the word of God is behind us, and the authority and the anointing is also behind us to do that work. Our fight is not against flesh and blood or people, but against spiritual forces that have taken dominion over the earth, over people, over cities and over nations through Satan's leadership. It is important to understand the spiritual realm, how it functions, and how the word of God also functions to defeat the enemy, and how to take back the land first in the spirit and then in the natural. We are told to put on the full armor of God, including in verse 18, praying in the spirit or praying in your spiritual language, tongues, which is a major key to victory. We are to be led by the Holy Spirit in our praying. Or in other words, God will communicate to the Holy Spirit in us. The Holy Spirit that lives in us will communicate to our spirit man through the voice of our conscience, and we are to pray in tongues the perfect prayer of God, which gives the right answer. It is a cycle from heaven to earth and then back to heaven, but the Holy Spirit must use our physical vocal organs to do what God needs us to do, and that is to speak the words so God can act upon those words. Our mind normally cannot understand what we pray in tongues unless God gives us an interpretation. This is why Satan fights so hard against speaking in tongues in the church. He does not want the believer to access this very important tool for spiritual warfare. Let us go back to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 to 18 once again. Reading from verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, or praying in tongues, being watchful to the end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are of the supernatural realm, and we must learn how they work and function and become skilled in their use. Each weapon has a certain use in battle between the kingdom of light and the power of darkness, but they are God's armor given to us to fight the good fight of faith. The main weapon in our armor of God is called the sword of the Spirit, or the word of God. The Word of God has the ability to reach from the natural realm into the spiritual realm or the supernatural realm when used by the believer and spoken in words and words of faith. Jesus used it continually to defeat Satan, and he always said in Luke chapter 4 verses 1 to 13, Jesus answered Satan, saying to him, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Jesus continually used the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, to defeat Satan. And the born-again believer is encouraged also to use the word of God to defeat Satan in every area of their lives and to also establish the kingdom of God here on the earth, as Jesus did. Jesus demonstrated the kingdom of God in power and authority on the earth through his ministry everywhere he went. And we saw this in Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit and with power, and went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. If you are a born-again believer, then you also have the same anointing that Jesus has, because he lives in you. To do the work that Jesus wants us to do on the earth, we need his power, we need his authority, we need his anointing. And God has given that to us through Christ Jesus, through the victory on the cross. God has given us that authority back again, put it in our hands, and God is saying, go into the world and establish my kingdom once again on the earth. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've also enjoyed the subject today. It's just the beginning, but thank you very much, and God bless.